All right, taking a look at some 7-on-7 drills here. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for the East-West Shrine game. This is the East team, and we're going to watch closely here quarterback Taylor Heineke from Old Dominion, number 14 in the backfield, who just bounced that throw on the near side to Andre Davis from South Florida. Heineke, very accurate, Tony. Played at a small school, obviously very productive. May not have the NFL arm.
Record-breaking collegiate passer. And you can see there, he's small. He doesn't have the size. He doesn't have the stature. He can't zip the outs. He's going to struggle to get the ball through the tight spots. His deep passes float. He can't drive the deep throws. But, you know, he's got it going on between the ears. So you may bring him in as a third quarterback for a timing or West Coast offense. Kind of reminds me of Tim Rattay. Years ago, came out of Louisiana Tech. You see there, I mean, he finds the open wide out. He's not afraid to get it through the crowd. I like the way he looked off the safety there. Threw the ball to Devin Gardner of Michigan, who I believe has shown massive improvement the past 3 days as he transitions from the quarterback position to receiver.
Yeah, Gardner's been one of the more interesting stories of the week here. Of course, replaced Denard Robinson, a quarterback from Michigan. Played a little bit of receiver early in his career, but it's not necessarily a position with which he's super familiar, but he's looked good, and I think he's got some measurables and some talent that you can dream on at the next level, but he's shown all right. Let's take a look now. Anthony Boone, the quarterback from Duke, number 7. A big arm, sort of the antithesis of Heineke. The arm you like, but not necessarily the accuracy.
Passes go all over the place. You see right there. I mean, he had Mumphrey going across the middle, and he throws it behind him. And that should be an easy pitch and catch. You put the ball out in front of Mumphrey. You let him catch it and run with it. He picks up another 5 to 7 yards running after the catch, throws it behind him, also throw it a little bit too hard. The thing about Boone is he's got to learn to take something off his passes on occasion rather than trying to throw it through receivers. But again, you know, that's a pass that Heineke would be able to make and give the receiver an opportunity to run after the catch. Boone, there's where he has his problems, his pass placement, the ability to put touchdown throws when necessary, and just the overall timing aspect of it.
Last year, 2 Shrine Game quarterbacks drafted, including Jimmy Garoppolo in the 2nd round. Not sure we'll see that again this year. I would say Heineke and Fajardo, Cody Fajardo of Nevada, the best chances to get drafted from this year's team. And a pretty good throw there deep by Anthony Boone, looking for Trey McBride from William & Mary with Dietrich Bonner from Virginia Tech in coverage. Got the speed, not necessarily. That's Craig Mager from Texas State at the corner. So still unable to complete it, but McBride has been all right here, you would say?
Yeah, he should have caught that pass. There's no doubt about it. But he has shown himself to be a deep threat. I mean, one of the few guys that can stretch the field with ease here. A lot of these guys are quick. McBride is quick and he's fast. He's got to catch that ball. Mager of Texas State has shown a lot of flashes. I mean, he's a guy who I think could get drafted in the late rounds. He's got some good upside. Use him as a dime back special teams player.
Hudson Mason from Georgia, the quarterback now. Tosses it short to the fullback from Army, Larry Dixon. Larry Dixon, nothing to say about him.
He's got a service commitment. I don't know. The one good thing about the Shrine game is they recognize the services, and they annually have a player from Army and a player from Navy here, which they should be commended for. But, you know, these guys got bigger fish to fry once they graduate from the service academies.
All right, Mason, a quarterback once again. He's got Darren Waller from Georgia Tech, 6'6", 240 on the near side. Trey McBride on the far side, number 3. Waller, 88. And his tight end will be Kari Lee from Bowie State, 6'4", 235. Deion Long on the slot on the near side from Maryland. Mason drops back. Looking left, looking right, nothing doing. Drops off to Terrence McGee, the running back from LSU.
He was looking left from the get-go there. That was Ty Smith of Towson on Waller of Georgia Tech. And Smith has shown he's shown some good flashes this week. He shows that he can play. He's got some speed. He's got some coverage skills. Fundamentally very sound. Mason, the problem there is no defenders in his face, and he can't make a decision. That's probably what's going to keep him out of the 7 rounds of the draft in April.
All right, new unit here. Heineke back at quarterback. Waller again on the near side, 88. Wes Saxton, the tight end on the near slot, 13. Trey McBride on the far side. And here's Heineke. Tosses it quickly to Saxton. Saxton not ready for the quick pass. Ducks underneath the ball. This is not dodgeball, Tony.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Saxton is he's very athletic. He shows flashes but little consistency. That's just a missed time between the quarterback and pass catcher, but Saxton's got to be ready for that ball, or at least make an attempt to get his hands up and pluck it out of the air. He's got great upside, but he's just got to be more consistent on the field.
All right, let's do one more play here. Heineke once again at quarterback. Deion Long on the far side from Maryland. Trey McBride in the far slot. Keith Mumphrey, number 25 from Michigan State, coming close to us with Saxton once again at tight end. And he throws to Saxton again and again, unable to complete it. These two guys are going to need to work on their chemistry, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if you just watch Heineke compared to Mason, Heineke's much more poised, more fluid, you know, looking around the field, scanning, going through his progressions. Doesn't have the physical skills, but he's got it going on between the ears, which may get him, it's going to get him a chance in camp. Whether he was able to latch on as a third quarterback or maybe make a practice squad remains to be seen.
All right, well, that'll do it for 7-on-7s here for the East team. Wednesday morning's practice at the East-West Shrine Game in St. Petersburg, Florida. Still much more coming your way throughout the week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.